Five Keys to Ultimate Manifesting.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zenk. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Hey, so good to have you with me today. We are sharing with you five keys to ultimate manifesting. If you'll apply these five keys, you will see stupendous results, and you'll see it relatively fast. Now, before we get down to these five keys, gotta remind you, if you'd like to perhaps work on your relationship, your business, your career, your health, whatever it is that's important to you, claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching by visiting lawofattractionsolutions.com. That's lawofattractionsolutions.com. And always include a letter. And if you do include a letter, please include a phone number in which we can reach you. Okay? Thank you so much for your support and for listening to this daily podcast and video on YouTube, on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Blog Talk Radio. Here we go. Number one, five keys to ultimate manifesting. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at begin to change. Now, I don't know who said that first. Might have been Wayne Dyer, might have been someone else, but it's a absolute truth, and it certainly has its roots back in ancient teachings, because the ancient mystery schools taught that by shifting your view of anything automatically brought you about a different outcome to whatever it is you were trying to manifest. So you can literally get any outcome you want by shifting your view. They used to use, FYI, they used to use thought forms or God forms. They would step into the form of Osiris or Thoth or Isis or Nephthys. And by looking at their reality or any reality in one of these thought forms, guess what? You see things differently. And when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at, they begin to change and you begin to manifest. Are you attracting what you deeply desire to manifest? Or is it perhaps that what you really, really, really want to manifest in your life seems to always escape you? You seem to always be poor. You seem to always be without a relationship or getting into bad relationships. You seem to always have friends that betray you. You see what I'm saying? Perhaps it's the way you look at things. And by shifting how you look at things, you will shift very, very quickly how things are in your life. I mean, reality literally begins to shift and change because you are a co-creator of your reality. The God force energy flows through you. It's a part of you. And by shifting how you look at things, you shift your outcome. The next thing you want to ask yourself, am I always worthy of whatever I desire? Or am I just worthy some of the time? Or part of the time? Am I always worthy? And I think that comes down to a choice. That comes down to a belief system that says, I am always worthy. I am always worthy of whatever it is I choose to create, as long as it's inspired and not out of my ego. It's not out of my ego. It's not out of revenge. It's not out of anger. It is inspired. What does the word inspired mean? It means to be in the spirit. It means that the God force energy, the manifesting energy of the universe, is now working through your thoughts. That's a wonderful experience. Am I certain about my manifestation? Or am I riddled with doubts and fears and anxieties? Think about it. If you are riddled with doubts, fears, and anxieties, then you are looking at things in a way that will likely produce the kind of results you don't want in your life. I'm asking you to come to a place of absolute certainty, total certainty, complete certainty about whatever your intentions are, whatever your goals are, whatever it is you are choosing to manifest.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Number two in our five keys to ultimate manifesting. What you think about day and night, morning, noon, and night, is what you become. What you think about is what you become. And the universe matches what you are, not what you want. I am rich. I am wealthy. I am abundant. I am happy. I am healthy. I am loved. I am worthy. I am certain. What you think about is what you become. This is why affirmations are so critical. Somebody asked me, well, how many times a day should I do it, 2 or 3? I said, can we start with 1,000 times a day? He said, oh, no, you must be kidding me. I said, I wouldn't kid you about this. This is about changing your thinking pattern. This isn't some cute little clever trick. This is about manifesting what you truly desire, the love of your life, the career of your life, the abundance you desire, the money you desire. This is about building something from nothing. And it starts with your thoughts. What you think about is what you become. Affirmations. 1,000 times a day? I don't know. I never keep track of how many times. I don't count. But I'm certain I've gone over 1,000 times. And I'm certain I've hit 999 a few times. Okay? Number 3. Anger and resentment and jealousy will kill your dreams faster than anything I know. If you are focused on anger, if you've got anger flowing through your body, or resentment, or envy, or jealousy, these are extraordinarily low vibrations. And it's difficult to manifest anything positive with those vibrations. So if you have those vibrations as a part of your life, as a part of who you are, then guess what? You are hurting your manifesting ability. You see, when a snake bites you, it isn't the snake bite that will kill you. It's the venom pouring through your body that will destroy you. And that venom is similar to anger and doubt and jealousy and hatred. You've got to free yourself of those energies. If you can operate from a position of passion and love most of the time, then most of the time you will vibrate at a frequency to manifest whatever it is you desire. You're a manifester. Look at, you're a high, oh, I got to take a breath. Oh, you are a high flyer. You were called to soar like a big, beautiful eagle in the direction of your dreams and goals. And you can't do that when you're worried about what other people are doing, what they've done wrong to you, how they've hurt you, how they've effed you up, how they destroyed your childhood, how they did this. Let those people go. As Jesus says in the Bible, let the dead bury the dead. Let them go. Number four, this is so important. Resolve now. Write this down. Post this too. Post this on your Facebook timeline. Post this on YouTube here, you know, our little chat. Post it there as well. Post it every place you can think of, because this is so important to you. I will not allow my dreams to be buried with my body. I want you to think about that for a moment. My dreams will live on. It sounded negative, but think about it. The dreams that I have are so important, so perpetual, that I won't carry them into the grave with me. I will live them out first. I want you to live your dreams. If you've always dreamed of traveling the world, then I don't want you in the grave before that happens. Are you understanding what I'm saying? If your dream is to create a successful business and build an empire, I don't want you to end your life before that happens. If your dream is to have a loving, passionate, caring relationship, I don't want you to end your life or have your life end before that dream is manifested. I want you to write down your dreams and get rid of the word bucket list. These are my dreams. These are the most precious jewels I own. And I will live each one. I will manifest each one before I take my last breath on earth. Commit to that right now. Throw yourself into that commitment. Because on the last day, when you're lying on your deathbed, you're not going to say, gee, I wish I would have put more time in at the office. But you will say, I wish I would have climbed that mountain. I really wanted to soar like a beautiful eagle. I wish I would have thrown myself into my career and achieved my dream because I had so much to give. I don't want regrets. There's no regrets. On the day that you die, there will be no regrets, because you will live all your dreams, because you're a high flyer, you're a manifester. Commit to that right now. It's so important.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Number five, I took this from Joseph Campbell. It's been with me for years. I fully believe it. I fully invest in it. I think that you might want to consider that too. Follow your bliss. Follow your bliss. You know, Know what is inside you that excites you, that motivates you, that gives you life and juice and happiness and joy. I want you to follow your bliss. I want you to be something. I want you to consider leaving a legacy to this world. This podcast isn't just about you getting your boyfriend back or paying your rent. This podcast is about your greatness, about your absolute greatness, about leaving a legacy so that when you do take your last breath, your life still lives on. Have a great day now, because you deserve it. Bye-bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.